This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Eau Claire has barricaded the entrances to a pair of caves that were being used as shelter by the unhoused population. According to city officials, the decision to barricade the caves was made due to public safety concerns, both for residents and for first responders who were being called to the sites. One of the caves was near the Brewing Project and the other near Boyd Park. City officials say they will consider removing the barricades in the future after ensuring the safety of both the unhoused population and first responders. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative will soon share updates on its plans for a new community hospital. The group has been working since the closure of the HSHS hospitals earlier this year to replace the loss of healthcare access for residents. They will host a public meeting on December 9th at the Hyde Center to share updates on their plans for the new independent hospital. The group also noted that the new hospital will be different from the planned Aspirus Hospital in Chippewa Falls, offering more delivery, cancer, and surgical services. The Menominee City Council has awarded the contract for a library renovation project. The contract for the Menominee Public Library Vibrant Spaces Phase 1 project was awarded to Haas Sons, Inc. for about $245,000. The city has received nearly $45,000 in grant funding from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and plans to use another $29,000 from the American Rescue Plan Act for the project. They plan to renovate the library's waterfront space to create a new community gathering area. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting a good start to the gun deer hunt season. DNR officials say they saw a great turnout on Saturday for the season opener, from individual hunters to families out in the woods together. They also say there were no injuries or incidents to report from the season opener. As the season continues this week, officials are reminding hunters to continue wearing their bright orange gear to make themselves more visible to other hunters and prepare themselves for colder temperatures later in the week. As the holiday travel season gets underway, AAA officials are expecting a record number of Wisconsin residents to be hitting the roads. The current record was set in 2019 before the COVID-19 pandemic started to keep people home, but last year's travel numbers almost reached that record again. This year, officials are expecting nearly 1.6 million residents to be out on the roads between Tuesday and next Monday. Officials are reminding residents to build in extra travel time in their plans, follow the speed limits, and do not drive under the influence. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials are asking hunters to consider purchasing antlerless deer permits in farmland zones during the hunting season. Officials say the state has an especially high whitetail herd population this year, and those deer can cause property damage, crop damage, and often get into the roadways causing accidents. The deer hunting license generally authorizes hunters to kill one buck and one doe, but in some areas, hunters may be allowed to purchase additional antlerless deer permits for $12 each. A Rice Lake man is facing drug trafficking charges that could land him in prison for decades. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, 34-year-old David Anderson was accused of distributing and possessing with intent to distribute methamphetamines, as well as maintaining a drug trafficking premises. Court records say Anderson was in possession of more than 50 grams of methamphetamines during the course of their investigation in early April. If convicted on that charge, he could be facing as much as 40 years in prison. The Dunn County Health Department is inviting residents to discuss the 2024 Community Health Needs Assessment. According to a press release, the Health Department will host a public meeting on December 6th to get community input on the health challenges facing the area. This year's study found that access to health care, child care, and housing, as well as water pollution and environmental concerns, are the top issues facing residents. County officials are looking for solutions from the community to make sure all potential options are considered. Energy officials are reminding hunters to check the heating systems at their cabin during the gun deer hunt season. For hunters who may not visit their cabins regularly, restarting the heating system or using a portable heater inside could cause higher carbon monoxide levels. Officials are also reminding hunters to check the batteries in their carbon monoxide detectors or buy one if they haven't already, as the gas is odorless and essentially invisible. Symptoms related to carbon monoxide inhalation include dizziness, nausea, and potentially unconsciousness. Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller tax burden than most other states. According to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, limits on local property and income taxes combined with average wages rising by about 9% has led to the lowest tax rate burden compared to the national average ever for the state. Wisconsin now ranks 35th in tax burden, which is the state's lowest ranking on record. The report also credited Governor Tony Evers lowering the third income tax bracket in 2021 for contributing to the falling tax burden. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A big win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the 49ers 38-10. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs rushed for 106 yards on 26 carries, scoring 3 touchdowns. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You know that number 8 out there? Did you see how many tackles he, or how many people he made him miss? It was pretty impressive. I think early on that got us going. You know, and we thought we could hit him with some of the downhill stuff. Obviously, they're missing a key part to that defense. 2 starters, actually. And so, but I thought, you know, we did what we had to do.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
You know, the first half, just the run defense was real disappointing. You know, I thought we got out of gaps a number of times. I thought we had way too many missed tackles. Just them being able to control that clock in the first half was one of the worst ones I've been a part of, just for as far as a half.
The Packers improved to 8-3. They host the Miami Dolphins this Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bears losing to the Vikings in Chicago 30-27 in overtime. The Bears have now lost 5 in a row. College basketball, the Wisconsin men's team with an 81-75 victory over Pittsburgh to win the Greenbrier Tournament title in Orlando. The Badgers now 7-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new Peacock streamer Day of the Jackal dropped November 14th and has been critically acclaimed and popular with viewers. According to Variety, the show will be picked up for a season 2. The action thriller stars Eddie Redmayne as a hired assassin who is also being hunted by a professional killer equally as skilled. Redmayne's credits include Les Mis and The Trial of the Chicago 7, and he is also Oscar nominated. The first season has 10 episodes, and new shows drop Thursday nights. That's a pretty quick commitment to a season 2, but not as fast as the John Hamm show, Your Friends and Neighbors. Apple TV has already announced a season 2 pickup for the show that hasn't even premiered yet. That's right, season 1 isn't available till April 11th. Oftentimes after an election, regardless of which party won, people say they are leaving America. It's usually an emotional knee-jerk reaction, but Ellen DeGeneres is actually leaving. The talk show host says she is not only headed to the UK due to the election results a couple weeks ago, but she is also quitting show business. No one is happier to hear this than those who work for her. Lady Gaga's new song, Die With a Smile, is the fastest ever to reach 1 billion streams on Spotify. The song, which was a collaboration with Bruno Mars, has also picked up 2 Grammy nominations, all this on the heels of the announcement that Gaga will headline at next year's Coachella Festival. That ought to help her get that horrible Joker 2 taste out of her mouth. Timothée Chalamet's performance in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, is getting Oscar buzz. Entertainment industry insiders are saying this is the best performance Chalamet has ever given and placing him as the Academy Award frontrunner in the Best Actor category. The Oscar chatter started after a screening on the Fox lot in L.A. last week, which gave insiders a first look at Chalamet's performance. A Complete Unknown hits theaters Christmas Day. Speaking of the Oscars, Chalamet's co-star in A Complete Unknown, Monica Barbaro, is also getting Oscar buzz in the Best Supporting Actress category, according to Variety. Variety put out its list of frontrunners in the category, which also included Ariana Grande for Wicked, Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez, and Isabella Rossellini for Conclave. Looks like I got snubbed again, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rain and snow showers this morning, staying cloudy all day. It will be breezy with falling temperatures as well. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, partly to mostly cloudy in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.